No.
Now, what was that egg called again?
I just called it a nest egg.
Have you ever seen it made of this dishware that's made of?
What's made of?
The dishware, the expensive dishware.
Oh, China eggs. Oh, yes. And we have some people at home that are painting China eggs, and they're beautiful.
Those are strictly for ornament.
Yes, ornamental eggs. Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that you bring water into the house in,
bucket,
yeah,
or pail.
All right. Now, what about those two words? Is there any kind of difference between,
in my
yeah,
thinking?
Yeah.
No. They just mean the same thing to me. Only I've always called them the bucket.
Okay. And then one that they use to take out to take table scraps and things out to feed the hogs.
Slop bucket.
Okay. And then something you fry eggs in.
Skillet.
You ever see one of these old ones with legs on it?
No. You mean you'd say it over an open fire, I guess.
Yeah. I just wondered, did your grandmother ever bake cornbread? Something with a top on it.
Yeah, we called it the Dutch oven.
Okay. And then something, a heavy iron kettle, black with a large opening on the top, maybe had three legs on it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I've seen those, and they're kind of collector's items now. We just call them three-legged iron kettle.
Okay. And then something you'd think, if you were going to boil potatoes on the top of the stove, you'd put that in a big
pan.
Well, hot, deep.
Well, it's a boiler.
Uh-huh.
Boiler pan.
All right. There's another word that I'm thinking. Something other than a kettle.
Stew pot.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a pot and a kettle? What's the difference between a pot and a kettle?
Well, to me, a kettle denotes something large. A pot could be anything from a small pan to up to a big pan.
Those big black things
are kettles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a thing you put cut flowers in.
Vase.
And then something you put like those there.
That's just a little clay pot.
And the three utensils you eat with are
knife, fork, and spoon.
And they, I guess they have a steak knife and a butter knife.
Yes.
So you have two.
You could have I've caught just the regular dinner knife or the steak knife, and then if it's a butter knife, it's a little butter spreader.
I see. Well, if you were talking about that, then you'd say I have two or three.
I just don't call that little butter knife. Well, yeah, it is a little butter knife.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, if you're talking about the steak knife and the regular table knife.
I'd say I have two knives.
Yeah. And then after meal, now I must
clean up the table
and
wash the dish.
And then hold the dish under clear water. She
rinse it.
And things that you dry a dish with.
Drying towel.
And
or dish towel.
And the thing that you'd use to wash your face,
wash rag.
And then how about the thing you use in the sink when you're washing the dishes?
Dish rag.
And then the thing you dry with.
Towel.
The water comes out the
spout, spigot.
All right. And how about on the side of the house? You might put a hose in.
Oh, that's just an outdoor spigot.
Okay. And then a great. Pickles used to come in these great
jar.
Yeah, great big things. Though. They stand about this high.
Yeah, I still call them. Crock. Those are crocks.
These are made of wood.
Oh. Barrels.
Yeah. Now, how about a
pickle barrel? Yeah.
Yeah. And then on beer, they had a.
That was a little spout.
Okay. And then if you made something like this, and you pour sugar into a smaller.
Oh, funnel.
Yeah. And then something you crack to make a horse go.